issue of dialogue, I really believe that the spate of killings in the country is basically making Swaziland to be a concern for the region, because the peace in the country is deteriorating. I think now SADC will be forced to do something, or to force the government to have the dialogue with the pro-democracy organizations. Yes, it has been an ongoing thing, but this time I think the terrain has changed, and even government as well is basically aware that if they fail to have the dialogue, this will end up turning into war. And I don't think anyone of both parties wish for a war. Swaziland is a small country, is already suffering.
I was struck by the comment of the Namibian president, and that is that one doesn't always make peace with friends. You make peace with your enemies. This, I'm thinking, goes both ways to the Eswatini government and also to the pro-democracy movement. You are willing to make peace and engage in dialogue.
For us, we have been always asking for the dialogue, because we believe that's where everything will start. We believe that that's where we're going to iron out our differences with government. That's where we're going to demand and negotiate the settlement in the issue of having our elected MPs, our elected government. But without the dialogue, we know that that is not possible. So that's the first step in the right direction. And we are really hoping government is going to consider this one.
Busi, the SADC communique asked the Eswatini government to conduct a swift, transparent, and comprehensive investigation into the killing of Lani Maseko. How confident are you that this will take place?
I'm not confident that the Swaziland government is capable of investigating itself, because we really believe they have a hand in the death of Thulani Maseko. So having them do the investigation, we think it's going to be compromised. So we are hoping that SADC or an international body is going to help get an independent investigator on the issue. Otherwise, we're not confident that we are going to get a fair investigation on this one if it's done by government.